Today we might look at a travel guide for insights on where to take a vacation. Those who looked at this man's travel guide decided not to vacation here, but to move here. The story of one river town and the families who came here nearly two centuries ago is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
As Cindy Brown explains, there is one man responsible for many of those who settled near Herman, Missouri.
There was a gentleman by the name of Gottfried Duden in Germany who came here and produced a series of letters, almost like a travel log, that told of his experiences here. And that motivated many people who were otherwise already interested in immigrating to come to Missouri.
The German Settlement Society of Philadelphia began to promote the area for settlement, a place that reminded many of the Rhineland Valley back home.
There was a tradition of German settlement societies that originated from Germany, and they came in small groups and as many as several hundred at a time. Most of them ran into difficulties on their, you know, it's a big journey to make over here.
But it was the settlement society based in Philadelphia that prompted the most people to come here. It was structured much like a modern-day business.
It was where you had stock in a company and you bought shares. And from the money that they had available from the sale of those shares, they purchased the land. They bought about 11,000 acres for about $15,000, most of it government land. And so within a matter of a couple of years, and this is in 1836, they started 1837 first settlement. They had 90 plus homes here and about 400 people.
Nearly two centuries have passed, but the town remains solidly tied to its founding families.
If you went through the phone book, you'd see a lot of German names. And in fact, there are many who can still speak German, or they remember grandparents who spoke German. And it was, in fact, taught in the, this was one of the few schools chartered to teach in both German and English way, way back.
More next time as we travel the countryside. In Herman, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.